what we are to do is extend a hand by the word of God to pull people up out of their situations. Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. Amen. My name again is Pastor Hope Smith, and I'm the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, and so excited to be here in the presence of such anointed people, and especially Bronner family, one of the pioneers of entrepreneurship and philanthropies in Atlanta, Georgia, yeah, and even the whole world. Thank you so much for those kind remarks, Nathaniel, and your young brother, who is just bubbling over with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. It is my great joy and privilege to be here tonight to share with you just a word, because the emphasis that this ministry is about is the word. And I'm a true believer, it just only takes one word to any given individual. One word can revolutionize your whole life. I might say 1,000 words here tonight, but it's just one word meant for you. If that word doesn't touch you, it's touching somebody else. So don't worry about the things that you don't understand that I'm saying, because that word is not for you. But there will be a word, I'm quite sure, that will tickle you and open up awareness of your understanding that can lead you to higher heights in your pursuit for prosperity in this place that we live in that's called the earth. There is a word that I want to share with you right briefly. Nathaniel came down to Calvary a month from this date. I celebrate my 22nd anniversary. And he brought to my awareness the importance of numerology, the numbers biblically connected with our walk. And he discussed 22. I've pastored there for 22 years. And 22, he brought to my attention, was a symbol of light, a symbol of light. And it's good to be knowledgeable of a process when you are walking in it. And this was the completion of 22 years. And I said to myself, I walked through number 22 without understanding that that was my year of light. And I began to take on a quest to study my coming year, because I want to be prepared to understand numerology in terms of my walk and what is it that I should expect and do in terms of my progress in that year. And I began to look at some books, my own personal library, and I looked up the number, and it blew my mind. It said death. And I said, my God. I said, no, I don't talk about death. And I tried to get out of this, because I said, I'm not going to the ark, to a funeral. We're going for life. And I tried to find a way out. I went to other areas and I tried to study, and I looked up, and when I found out the completeness of that, I saw that there, when there is death, there is resurrection. So that gave me a comfort of knowing that I said, I'm not going out here and preach to these folk about, or teach these folk about death, because we want life. Nathan and I and several other people, we were discussing longevity and hoping to extend our years beyond what we see the norm is. A lot of people, in my belief, die prematurely in terms of their life expectation. And I wanted to search all of those areas where I can be knowledgeable, because now Nathaniel Brunlin brought me to a point in my life where I have to examine numbers. I'm not talking about playing the lottery. I don't want you to take these numbers and go and put on the lottery and so on, such as that. But it's important to understand numbers in the process of your divine movement, your walk in life. There's nothing no precious than wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In all that you get understanding, because once you learn, you have to apply. You have to apply what you know to be true through your experience in gaining wisdom and knowledge. Now, I begin to look up this number 23. And one thing that was brought to my attention, that the blood circulation throughout the body occurs every 23 seconds. That's something important in our life. There are 23 chromosomes in the human reproductive cells. That's important to all of us, because that's life. And the earth rotates on a 23.5 degree angle. That was important to me. And to write 23 in Hebrew, they wrote Hebrew letters, kap. That's K-A-P-H, those of you that who don't write that down. And jigim, that's G-I-M-E-L. This signifies the opening of the palm of the hand in act of lifting up. Lifting up. In this case, dealing with the number 23, lifting up from death, or deliverance from certain things that will cause death. Come on, y'all, help me in here. In John 3:14, John said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Brother, you need the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 12:32 says, and if I, that is the word logos, be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now, I begin to examine all this, and especially in the city of Atlanta and the surrounding counties, the statistics, it's frightening with especially our young black African-American men. The statistics says that every 5 hours, a black youth is a homicide victim. Every day, a black person under 25 dies from HIV and AIDS infection. Now, we're talking about deliberate picking up. The number one cause of death for African-American males in the age of 15 to 34 is homicide. Not counting high blood pressure, stroke, sugar, cancer, obesity, all that can lead to death. There are some people that who are divinely appointed physically to die for a cause called martyrs. The disciples, except John, they died at an early age. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:6-7, for I am now ready to be offered, and my time of departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Martin Luther King Jr. was struck down by an assassin bullet at the age of 39. Most of these had premonitions of their death. God had prepared them to leave. Now, myself personally, I feel that my premonition is above. I wasn't called to leave early. Say amen. In Genesis chapter 6 and 3 says this, "And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." Now, a lot of people might have a problem with that idea, and that might be a discussion and a debate that is impossible during these times that a person can live to be 120 years old. Now, some people will discuss in a debate that that's Old Testament, and I try to make it kind of clear that God doesn't change. He's the same. He was the same yesterday. He's the same today, and he'll be the same forevermore. God doesn't make mistakes. Now, if he were to change what he has placed in a law, then he would tell me, say, "Well, I was wrong. Let me change this." So God doesn't change. He is sovereign, and everything that he does is truth, and its truth is everlasting. So I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Now, I don't know whether I'm going to live to be 120, but I'm going to believe that I can live to be 120. Now, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, you should read this now. "The wages of sin is death." That could be either element. That could be spiritually, or it can be physical. "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." There are sins we need to be pulled out of. I said pulled out of, that we don't live in. Now, that brought me to this process of what the pulpit is. This is a serious, this area here is a serious anointing. It's literally a pit. That's what you mean, a pulpit. What we are to do is extend a hand by the word of God to pull people up out of their situations. Now, I found out in my ministry it can be real hard, because some people, if you try to pull them up, they'll try to pull you. So it's important to understand that this situation is a pit. And so we are to extend our hand, and that hand has to have the word. I said, "Brother, you need the word. You need the word." Now, what are those things that we need to be pulled out of? There are certain things that we need to be pulled out of. And I wish I had the time, because that extends our longevity. Listen, we need to be pulled out by the word. In Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 29, there are 23 areas that he speaks about that we need to be pulled out of. And that's when I dealt with this number 23. It's 23 distinct areas in those verses, 29 to 32, that we, one of them, I'm going to just name a few of them. One of them is wickedness. We need to be, and that's our job, as extending our hand as pastors and ministers with the word to pull out of wickedness or give you an enlightenment how you can come out of some given situation, because a lot of people don't even realize that they're in things until a light is shined on them, and we are to magnify that light where you are able to be lifted up or delivered from a given situation that would ultimately cause you harm. When I mention it, most people, I see that in our area of prosperity, you see a lot of people, I tell my church this time, and we have an exercise program, and my wife, Ann Smith, has a beautiful process in terms of diet, things, certain things that you eat that would keep you healthy. And we see our people, a lot of them are overweight. And that leads to areas that will cause detrimental problems along the road. Again, might be sugar, might be high blood, it might have all of those things cause an effect on our longevity when we are outside of God's will. It's wonderful to understand the will of God. Now, listen to this carefully. There are certain things logical that I know that's not God's will for my life. I realize that there are laws that we have to be governed by to keep us in God's will. That's one of the reasons why preachers or pastors are to shed that light in order for you to stay in the will of God. Now, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that if I get up on top of this building and go and jump off and hit that hard concrete, that there's something bad is going to happen to me. That's a governing law, gravity. I'm going down. So I understand. So I don't need, I realize that, and I don't have to do that to understand that it'll hurt me. The reason why I know, because I've seen so many people that who didn't know God's law or didn't abide by it, jumped off and it ended their lives. So I don't have to take a gun, put it up to my head and pull the trigger to find out whether or not that will kill me. Those are governing laws of physics to help me understand that. Say amen. Amen. So, greed, envy, murder, deceit, malice, gossip, slander, arrogance, all of those are evil spirits that will hinder our process in longevity. Amen. Now, in Psalms 90:10, Psalms 90:10, it says, and it, brothers, I choose to believe God's word in spite of how other people interpret and so on. And you know, the system that we're living in now is just God's word is sort of not holding fast to a lot of folk. We want to change and so on. But God's word is, listen to what he says. He said, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. 70 years and 10. Now, I choose to believe that. Any argument that might be presented to me, I choose to believe that God promised me 70 years. I hear so many people say, you know, tomorrow is not promised to you. Yeah, if you're doing a living outside of God's law, then tomorrow is not promised. It's not promised to you. But I choose to believe if I abide and strive to walk in the will of God, that then God will allow the process or his anointing to protect me and keep me to live out my days. But I thank you for listening. If you want to hear this sermon in its entirety, you can go to AbJesus.com and type in the sermon number 6316. We thank you for joining us at Brothers of the word. Because, brother, you need the word.
This ends message number 6316 by Hoki Smith. To hear other messages or to send this message number 6316 to a friend, simply go to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com. This was 23 by Hoki Smith. Listen to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com often and keep your spirit charged up.